All right, we have another very meaty sugya coming up within the largest sugyas of Meitav and Shibudin and Karkos. So now we have a sugya we should break through and try to bring out the main inyanim of the sugya. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. The Braisa tells us as follows. Machar le'echad o le'shkosha b'nei Adam ke'echad. What is the case? Somebody who owes edus to a nizik, and he also owes beninus to bachov, and also he owes ziburis to a woman for ksuba. So obviously, that when it's by him, when all those karkos are by him, so each claim, each one is coming to claim, each toveya gets what should be their din, their respective halachas. The nizik claims idis, the bachol beinis, and the isha claims ziburis. Now we're talking about this individual who's mechuyev to all these three different tovim, sells these various karkos that he has, either le'echad, to one individual, or he sells it to three different individuals, three shloshim ne'adam, ke'echad. In the second case, it emphasizes that it was done ke'echad, meaning in one day. Rashi explains, machran le'echad, al gimel ne'adam biyom echad, that's what ke'echad means, in one day. The case of gimel ne'adam was in one day. Misha haya lov nizakin uksuvas isho bachova, hayu lo idis benis b'zibur. So he had all the different levels of karka that we'd have to pay to respective people who have the claim on him. And now he sold them, either le'echad or le'shlosha b'nei Adam ke'echad. Says the Braisa, the Chiddush is, kula nechnesu tachas habaylin. That means that all of these lekuchos, in case of three b'nei Adam, or in the case of one person, it will be that one person who's the lokeach of all these various karkos, they are in place of the Bailim, in other words, and the respective claims that the woman and the Balchov and the Nizik has would carry over to the Karkos in the hands of the Lokeach or the Lukuchos. As Rashi explains, Kur Nichzu Tachas HaBailim, Nichnesu HaLukuchos Kedin HaMocher. So the din by the mocher would be each one gets whatever they're entitled to, so it is by the Lukuchos. Misha Lokach Idis, therefore in a case, Rashi goes in the case of Gimel B'nei Adam, so three different lukuchos, each one bought a different type of karka, Mishalokach Idis, Yifra, and again it was all one day, Gimel B'nei Adam Ke'echad, Mishalokach Idis, Yifra, L'nizik, V'lokech Beinis, Yishalim Esachov, V'lokech Ziburis, Esaksuba. If we pause right now, just to understand what is the chidush that is being taught us here, what is the chidush? So it's obvious that the chiddush is that the din, that there's different levels of karka that different tovim can claim. And nizik can get edis, b'chol beinis, k'subutish ziburis. It's not just the halacha that applies to the karka that's been in chorin, that's in the possession of the person who's the mechuyev himself. But the chiddush here is being taught to us that even when the karka gets transferred over and the karka is meshubit, it's mortgaged for the respective claims, so that din, that there's a protocol in what type of karka you get, so that is equally true in the hands of the lukuchos. That's the basic halacha that we've learned so far. And therefore, in the same way that the nizik gets edus among the various karkos that exist by the person himself, by the mazik, so it's going to be by the hands of the lokeach, who is lokeach edus. And so it is for the Bachol Beinis and Ksuvat Isha Ziburis. So that's the case of Shlosha B'nei Adam Ke'echad, where it was on one day. And now the Braisa continues, what about B'zeh Achar Zeh? What about if the sale to the three people, the three Lukuchos, was not on one day, but was different days? Then, says the Braisa, Kuon Govin Min Ha'acharam. Then everybody has to start their claim from the last piece of land that was sold, no matter what it is. In other words, even if it was ziburis that was sold on the third of the 3 days, so if there's enough in that ziburis to cover the three claims of the nizik and the balchov and the ksuvas isha, then they would all be collecting only from Ziburis. In other words, they would lose that. They wouldn't get their claim, let's say, on Idis for the Nizik or the Beinus of the Rachov. The halacha is that since this was the last land that was left, then they have to go there. Ein lo, if there isn't enough in that piece of land, go to Mishalafanav, then you go to what's before, what was sold just before that penultimate sale, right before that. Ein lo, go to Mishalafanav. Says Rashi, Mina Acharon, what's this idea? Why is this true that you have to? Why is it that the Balchov gets shortchanged, so to speak, and in Nizik they have to go to the last land that might have been Ziburis? Mina Acharon, the Afilu Shaku Kamoi Idis Ubeinus. In other words, even if the earlier purchasers bought Idis Ubeinus, Matfi Matchen Luhu Halukuchos Lenezakin Balchov Etzu Ziburis. So those earlier Lukuchos, who purchased Idus Ubeinus, can push off the Balchov and the Nizik to take the latter piece of land that was sold after what they bought, the Ziburis. Why? The Omar Hinachti L'chamakom Ligvos Himeno. As Gemara will soon use the expression, the time of the Lokeach is, at the time that I purchased the land that I bought, there was still land that was available for your Shivud by the Mechuyev, by the person who owes you. And therefore, you have no right to collect from my land, even though my land might match the type of land that you technically have a claim on. But Lemaisa, if there's something left by the Balchov, by the Mechuyev, then the din is you have to go collect from that person, even if it's lower than what would be your type of land that you should be collecting. And therefore, the halacha of Hinachti would now take that din that says that if it's by the person himself, you have to collect whatever he has, even if that land is Ziburis, even if that land gets sold also subsequently to another lokeach, but that lokeach came after the earlier purchasers, so then the din is he has to go to the last land that was purchased. As Rashi explains, what's that idea? Based on the Mishnah Gittin, Hinachti Chamakom means I left it by the person, by the original Mechuyev. But Tanah Mesachas Gittin, Ein Nefroyin Minachasim Mishubadim Makom Sheish Bnei Chorin Vafilein Ziburis. That's the Mishnah, that same Mishnah that started off Perek HaNezakin. HaNezakin Shamulhen V'idis, Balchov Beinus. We've been discussing that Mishnah, Balchov Ziburis. That very same Mishnah continues and says, another Takan of Tikkun HaOlam in connection to these Inyanim, is that Ein Nefroyin Minachasim Mishubadim Makom Sheish Bnei Chorin. That you're not allowed to collect from mortgaged lands, even if you could say that, well, the Nizik has a claim on Edis, so the Edis is what's now been sold, but if there is B'nei Chorin, even if it's Ziburis, the halacha is that you have to go to the Ziburis, which is still left by the original Mechuyev. The Chizab, and therefore here it's going to be the same thing. Even though that original Ziburis that was left was also sold, as Rashi explains, but that's the time of Hinachti. Hinachti is taking off of that halacha of Ein Nefroin. There's two inyanim here. There's Ein Nefroin in terms of that you have to first go to the Bnei Chorin before you can go to the Mishubadim, even if it's lower than what would be your normal entitlement. And then the halacha of Hinachti is that a later lokeach can be doche, an earlier lokeach rather, can be doche to the later lokeach, even though at this point there's no Bnei Chorin. But since that was the last one that was Bnei Chorin, so then you have to go to the last lokeach. This pashut. So Rashi explains, "Utanan mesachas gittin ein nefron mechas mishuban b'makom sheish bnei chorin va'afilu hein ziburis dechizavin hanitrei kamoyi." When these first two lokchim, these two purchasers bought what they land, meaning the edus and the beinus, ishtay ziburis bnei chorin. It was still left another piece of land of bnei chorin, which allows them to say you got to go to that land which is bnei chorin. The af al pi the hader is davna. This is the nekuda that takes off of that mishnah to the next level. Even though that land ziburis is now no longer by the balchov, so maybe now you should say that everything should be available for everyone to take according to what should be coming to them. No, baser basra zilinon. We go after the last land that was sold. So the hinachti l'chamakom allows them to be docha, not just to the person himself, to take that they should take the tovim should collect b'nei chorin, but to be docha to latter lokech. If ein lo, can they see book shlashta? Let's say the last land that was purchased would not cover the claim of all three. She'eino sokaka shavah kolkach. Then go v'amosa mishalafanav. Then you'd have to go to what's before that, and If that's not enough, then you go to what's before, and that's how it works out. Okay, so we have in this brisa, again, a couple important yesodos in terms of the kolam of shibud, and that is that, again, if you sell it to three people in one day, kula nechnesu tachas habayit, and then, of course, each one gets according to what their claim would be if they were to go to the person himself. But if it's bezeh achazeh to the three people, then kulan gover min ha'acharon, because of this idea of hinachti. But before talking about the case of shlosha b'nei adam, the Braisa also mentions machal le'echad. So there's a case of machal le'shlosha b'nei adam, and there's a case of machal le'echad. So the Gemara now explores what's this machal le'echad case that the Braisa is also telling us. In that case as well, kula nechnesu tachas habaylan, the initial chidush that everyone can still claim their respective karka from the lokeach, in this case, machon le'echad. In the case of shlosha b'nei adam, it spells out it's only true when it's ke'echad, when it was one day. Like machon le'echad, it doesn't spell out exactly the situation. Says the Gemara, machon le'echad hechidami. What's the case that the Braisa is talking about that if you sell all your lands to one person, then kuon nechnesu tachas habaylam, everybody claims the land that they're entitled to? What's that case? Ilema bevasachas. If you say that it was bevasachas, meaning, as Rashi says, bevasachas b'shtar echad, so you sold it to this person in one shtar, and this one shtar was listed all the karkos that you have, all the edus, benus, and ziburis. And then what we'd be saying is what? That kuon nechnesu tachas habaylam, that each one now can claim their respective karka from the one person. Says Gemara, why would there be a need to tell me that din specifically in the case of machon le'echad as distinct from the case of shlosha bnei adam ke'echad? There's nothing more of a chiddush in machon le'echad. To the contrary, the bigger chiddush would be in the case of shlosha. Hashta l'shlosha, in the case of selling it to three different purchasers in one day, the ikal amei machad minayu kad. There's a slara to say that one of them came before the other. So therefore, that person should be able to didoche to the later lokeach, that you have to go, you can't take the best from me, you have to go to the later purchase. You could have said such a svar. And yet we don't. Amit kua nechnesu tachas habaylim, and yet, in as much as we have the case that it was all on one day, that you sold to the three different purchases on one day, so each one continues to collect what they could get from the person. So now, machron le'echad v'baya. So if you sell it to one person, v'vasachas, with one star, is it, you need to tell me that halacha kuh nechnesu, it's obvious. If anything, the chiddush is greater in the case of shlosha. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's going to proceed further, but let's just pause for a second and understand, what's taka the pshat? Why is it true, indeed, that gimel b'nei adam, the yom echad, why can't you say if after all Haman I cut it? Somebody was first, right? What does Rashi say? Ilem Basachas Bishtarachad Hashtag Gimel the Ikal Mema Chad Minayu Kadin, meaning, what does that mean Khadmikam Shizelokach Baboker, Valo Shnaim Baerev? Umatsi Lemitan Hinachti Khamako. So the Svara would suggest that the person, that since could be one person got baboker, so therefore he could come with a taina that when I was zoche in the karka that I got in the morning, there was still karka left in Echor, and therefore you can't come to me and claim what matches your claim on what karka I had. No, I left you something afterwards. And yet we say not that way. We say Amit Nichnas Tachas Habayim. So why is that, in fact? Rashi says, Hoel ve'ein nikar b'shtar amecha milokach vishon. The reason why, even though you could argue such a svara that the first person could say, I came first, and yet we don't say that because it's not nikar b'shtar. We have to explain this a little bit. What's the pshat exactly? It's not nikar b'shtar. So therefore what? Is it possible the one person was zoche first? Yeah?
Because since what you're doing is since it's not nikar b'shtar, you're not leaving the possibility. You acknowledge, and when you're buying it, that it can later be sold, and that later this guy.
One second, I ask you. Bottom line: in a case where the shtar has a date, and one person took the shtar, made the purchase in the morning, and another person or the other two were in the afternoon. So, in fact, was the first person, Reuven, was he Zocher before the others? Yes or no? He was. And yet, if he won Edis, he's going to have to surrender the Edis to the Nizik. Why? Because Rashi says, what does that mean? Yeah?
In Shtar, they only written the date, not the actual time of day.
Okay, so one second. So you're onto something. That's what Tosfos already mentions. Ein kos in shos of Yerushalayim. They don't write the time. They only write the date. What do you want to add?
Maybe they could, all the people can say, I was really first.
Look at everyone say that. You're actually asking, making the question stronger. Yeah? Kiva?
Why is it true that you're not allowed to write the Mishnah?
What's that?
Who says that you can't write the time? Like,
no. The custom was not to write the time. That was Tosfos points out. They don't write the time. So Lemaisa, now I want to know. If one person would have made a kinyan, and or the shtar would be handed over to that person at 10 in the morning, that would that person be zocher in that piece of land before the other two people are zocher in their piece of land when they got their shtar later? So presumably yes, right? That's when the kinyan takes place, when the shtar is given over. So then why in fact can they say inachti? Yeah? What do you think, Harry?
It's like now when the guy is coming to claim, the zman of the chiyuv is defined by whatever it says in Shtar. So there's
okay. So you already say that taka hu zoche, the old zoche at the same time. That's what you're saying, because since you don't know from the Shtar what time it was given over, so now by default it's going to have to mean that everybody's zoche at the end of the day. But you're saying it's possible, but I don't know if it's pshat and Rashi necessarily. But they already showed him they learned this way. Surely, but this may depend on another issue. Yes,
yeah. I'm gonna ask what time the Achrazas Ezen was.
Achrazah. What do you mean Achrazah?
Because that's all that people have to know, that this piece of land was sold. So it's usually isn't like in the morning that the people will be passing by Bezdin.
The issue of coal is not necessarily Achrazas Bezdin. This Achrazas Bezdin has to do with Bezdin selling karka in order to give it over to be collected. We're talking about the original sale. The original sale. This person had land. This has nothing to do with this. A person had land, he had Edis Benis Siburis. He sells Edis to Reuven and Benis to Shimon and Siburis to Levi on one day. The Shtar has the same date for all three of them. And now that all three lands are sold to three different purchasers with the same date on the Shtar, now the Nizik can collect Edis from Reuven and the Bachov collects Beinus from Shimon, and the woman collects Ziburis from Levi. And there's a chidush here, because L'chari, you could say that Reuven's purchase of the Edis preceded, right, the other two people purchasing the Beinus and Ziburis, in which case Reuven should be able to say that, okay, the date is the same on the Shtar, but I was Zocha in my Karka Edis. At that time, I left over Beinus and Ziburis. So therefore, Mr. Nizik, you got to go to the later Karkos. And we don't say that. And I ask you why, and the more I think, and therefore, the more I'm asking Akasha, so why do you have to tell me Machon Le'echad, the same halacha? Machon Le'echad is Bevas Achas. It's more obvious that you can't say such a svar. I mean, it's all one person. So obviously, he's going to have to be, it was all the same time, it's all one shtar, it's all Bevas Achas. So obviously, he's got to surrender the respective Karkos to the respective people who are claiming. But by three, there's a chiddush. Now, I want to know, that chiddush, what's the pshat in that chiddush, I'm asking. So that's what we're trying to figure out. So there are a couple of possibilities here. Yeah, let me hear what else you guys say. What else do you say? So there is a possibility that, like Ari Think was saying, that in Maisa, they are going to be zoche at the same time. The Me'iri here, Kinira went out in Rashi. The Me'iri brings here there's no one that came before. That's basically what we just said. Upershua gdoli harabanim, which is his way of referring to Rashi. Someone must have gotten the shtar before someone else. Hoel v'lo nifka b'shtaros miyu akodem. Nevertheless, so that's why they're all going to have to give up what they have. V'lomdu rabim midivrehem. Many learn out from this. She'ap b'zeh, af b'zeh achazeh. Kosh ein kedimas echem hem nikeres, kachu hadin. Kigon she'ein zman b'shtaros. Or he brings an example, shekasu b'korn b'nisan stama. But then he says, Mikom makom ikar dvarim didavka b'shishtari ha-mechir b'yom echad uv'makom she'en kosvin shalos. That goes back to what Tosus comments. It's talking about one day, but there's no hours that are mentioned. She'nimtzu, here's the key, she'nimtzu kulam shavin afilu nisbarira sha'as ha-kadima. Elohaya ba'kinyin, she'bevadeh mishas kinyin kana. Right, you would think if there was a Kenyan at that time, so he's calling at the time the Kenyan. No, Hare, he brings the Gemara Ksuba Sadi Dalit. B'shnei shtaros hayotzim biyom echad. Two shtaros hayotzim biyom echad. And each one supposedly says, I was ocher because my tana was given to me, right? But wait a second, I have the same shtar. It says that the land is given to me. And both shtaros have the same date. So what do? Reuven and Shimon each comes with a shtar that the Levi gave them a gift of this piece of land, same piece of land. But it's two different shtaras, both have the same date and two different recipients. What's going on? Amu b'ksuvis chokin oshuda didaini. That's one of those issues that we have to figure out what to be. Had machriya here, this is in Torah. So one mandamer says, Rav and Shmuel have a disagreement. If it's yachloku oshuda didaini, whatever the Diyana prefer, meaning it's arbitrary, or they have to think who would he have wanted to give it to. It's basically discretion of the Dayan. That's Shuda the Dayan. He throws it, it's a toss up. Imidin Chaluka, Imidin Shuda, Mamidim Osam Alches Kasam. So the Gemara. So the Maisa, one way, the Gemara there wants to say, why would you say Yachloku? The opinion of Rab is Yachloku there. By the case of Shnei Shtar, Sayotzen Biyom Echad. In Ksuba Sadi Dalet. So the Gemara wants to make it depend on the Machokas Rav Meir Rav Elazar, whether Eide Chasima Karti or Eide Mesira Karti. What do these terms mean? You probably heard them before. Rav Meir holds that a shtar is defined as a shtar by virtue of the Eide Chasima, the signatures on the shtar. If there are no Eide Chasima, then the shtar is not valid, even though it was handed over in front of Edom, Edom is Sira. But what makes a star is what's in the star. The Edom have to be testing to what's on the star, and therefore that's the definition of the star. But the lesson is Edom is Sira karti means you can have the Edom is Sira who see the star being given over, and that counts as a valid star, yes?
I just missed the first part. Remember Mayor that they
but have. Mayor holds Edom Chasima karti. Now, the karti is Melosh and Krisus. That would be by get. The Gemara really explains that the Machlokas carries over not just to get, but even to Shav Shtaros as well. The question is who he paskin like by get and by Shav Shtaros is a whole different shittas in the Gemara. But this Machlokas goes across the board. It's not just by get, it's by or Shtaros.
But they need to see the Shtar being
you have
over
to, the Edem is Sira means that they saw the Shtar being handed over, and in that case, you don't need Edi Chasim. Now, whether Eidei Chasima work for Avilezer is a separate discussion. The Tosis, it could be Eidei Chasima, could also work. Af Eidei Mesira, that's a whole discussion. We've shown him about this. But keeping it simple, Eidei Mesira karati means you need not have Eidei Chasima, and the shtar is not defined solely in terms of what the Eidim testify on and what's written in the shtar. You can also take something extrinsic, like the Eidei Mesira, and their witnessing the Mesira also validates the shtar, or makes the shtar to the shtar. Eidei Chasima karati means that matters is what's in the star, and the Edom have to test what's in the star. Now, L'maisa, the Gemara suggests that it says, Itma, Shnei Shtar, Sayotzen, Biyom, Echad, Rava, Mar, Chokin, Shmua, Mashuda, Didaini, Lei, Marav, Da'amah, Kirav, Meir, Da'am, Edom, Chasima, Karti, Shmua, Da'amah, Kirav, Elazar, Da'am, Edom, Mesira, Karti. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe everyone holds like Rav Elazar, but the Machokis is, which is a better way to deal with the situation. Chaluka, Adifa, Shuda, Adifa. What is this issue? Why does Gemara suggest originally that the Manda Amar says Yachloku is Rav? It's because he holds like Rav Meir. How does Rav Meir's Eidei Chasima Karti explain why it's Yachloku? You don't know who got the star. So here is where the Rishonim talk about the following idea, that if you hold like Rav Meir, I read from the first two lines of Tosis here, Lema Rav da Amar Rav Meir, Eidei Chasima Karti. The Kevan, this is Tosis Ksuba Sadi Dalem and Aleph, Kevan the Iker Hu Hashtar, ומתוך עדם החסומים בשטר, אין ניקר שקודם קניונו של זה וקניונו של זה. From looking at the star, you could not in any way glean that one person's kinyan preceded the other. Right? This is Tosus Dimasra Lema Rab Dama Krav Meir. So Shnei Shtaros Yitzin Bilmechad, according to Rab Yachloku. Why? Because from the star, I can't know whose kinyan came first. Hilkoch Konim Shneyem Bevas Achas. So Lemaisa, the only thing that I can know from the launch of the star is that it was on this day. And therefore, the only thing that matters is that. So even if indeed it was given over and it was a kinyan made by Reuven at 10 o'clock in the morning and Shimon at 2 in the afternoon, they're still not going to be coded till Sof Hayom. Because that's the only thing that's muchach mitocho. If Edi Chasima Karti, then what matters is being muchach mitocho. What's muchach? Only by the end of the day. You know that each one got it. So Tosu says in the Furash here, Hilkach kon shneem bevas achas. Afilu nichtav v'nechtam v'nimsar le'echad tchila. V'achakach nichtav v'nimsar l'sheni. In other words, you know. And how do you know that? Because Edim Mesira tell you that. Afal pisha mitoch Edim Mesira nikr. But still we don't follow the Edim Mesira contra Meir. We follow the Edim Chasima. Therefore, everything we need to know about the shtar to give it any consequence for the chalos to take place has to be what we can glean from the Nusach HaShtar as attested to by the Edi Chasima. Anything that's going to come from external sources is not going to have any halachic consequence. The fact that I know there was a Mesira and a Kinyan and earlier in the day to Reuven versus Shimon, the fact is, if what matters is Edi Chasima Karti, then basically both Kinyanim Achal Bevas Achas, that's why Rav could say Yachloku, says the Gemara, because he was a Grand Mayor. The Gemara then says maybe he holds like a Velazah, but he still holds Yachloku is a good way to machriya the suffix. So we don't know who got it first, so maybe Yachloku. But the Gemara initially says if he holds Rav Meir, it's Pashat Yachloku, because there's no alternative. The Maisa, they're both Konim. They're both Konim. So one suggestion for what the Gemara means, in other words, why is there a Chidush of Gimel B'nei Adam, the Yom Echad, that therefore by Adam Echad there's no Chiddush at all. But what is the Chiddush that you could see more by Gimel B'nei Adam? Because you could have said, Ikomim Echad Minayu Kodim, meaning to say, because you could say, I follow perhaps Rav Elazar, and it does matter if somebody got a Kenyan, or even according to Rav Meir, maybe it does matter if someone got it first and made the Kenyan first. But we don't say that. We say that, and if that would be the case, then he'd be able to say Hinachti, because... Right, because at the time that I was Zocher, there was still land that was left by the person who sold it, by the Mocher. But we don't say that. And why don't we say it? That's our question. Why don't we say it? So one suggestion is because the Maisa, everyone is calling it together. Because since we don't write shows in the Shtar, therefore, the only thing that can guide us is Nusach HaShtar. And therefore, the Maisa, everyone is calling it at the same time. That could be one possibility, and we'll see in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that's one mahalach here in terms of the Gemara. Why, in fact, Gimel B'nei Adam, the Yom Echad, it's going to be Kuhanech Nizotachas HaBailim. Why Kuhanech Nizotachas HaBailim? Why don't we have Hinachti? Why can't the first person, why couldn't the person who got it first say, I left over? Because he didn't get it first. Now, the Lashon of Rashi, though, I'm not sure if that would fit so well in Rashi. Well, Meiri sounds like he's saying it, but that's Rashi. Rashi says, Ego Memar Chadminay Kodim, and yet, Amit Nechzal Zabayim, Ho the Eindik Abishtar. Rashi means, because Eindik Abishtar, therefore what? Therefore, they're calling it together? I mean, that could be. Want me to read it? But I found an interesting thing. The Sefer Trumas, one of the Rishonim, is called the Sefer Trumas. The Sefer Trumas was, it's all in Yanim of Shibudim. Kiviyah Mishubadim, all these inyanim of Karka, Mishubadim is discussed here. Everything related to Halvosk, Mashkonos, Shibudim. So there's a parish called Gidui Truma that's written on it. He's the same one I wrote Drushes called Bina Le'itim. You ever see the Sefer Bina Le'itim? It's Drushes, it's Rav Isaiah Feigold. He wrote Gidui Truma on the Sefer Trumas. In the Sefer Trumas, it's divided into Sha'arim, Sha'ar Dalid, Chelek Ches, he learns Pshat and our Rashi differently than what I just said. Rashi doesn't mean because Eidim Sia Chatima Karati, and therefore it's going to be that the Mamish Kona together. He says the following. He learns Pshat Rashi. He has a suffix as follows. Achrei Asher Pasaknu is in Os Gimel. Shar Dalet Chelk Ches Os Gimel. Sefer Trumas. Imachran L'Shlosha Zeach Hazeh. Okay, what's the lachas b'zeach hazeh? So the three people b'zeach hazeh. So then everyone gets it from who? From the last. Gomen Achra. Yesh levarer, imacha nechassav l'shrosha b'nei adam zeach hazeh. V'ein b'shtarehem zman. There's no zman in the shtaros. Okay, sheba b'alchov l'etrof. Comes b'alchov to collect from Shabbatim. Each lokeach says, I was first. Tan kol echad ve'echad me'em ani vishon ha'yisi ve'inachti l'chamakam l'igvos ad shekol echad ve'echad matcha oso etzel chavero ma'dino imahem. So here's a question. It's a question that each one claims inachti because I claim I was first, but we don't really know. We don't know. The Bachov doesn't know, certainly doesn't know. But he says, listen, I have a shibud here somewhere. But each one says, I came first, so you got to go to the other guy. It was I came first. So he tries to bring one raya from Gemara Ksuvos, and he's dochel the raya. Then he says, Mistavra, the ikar adin kachu. Here's what I tell you. The kevan shakarkos kua nechnesu tachas shibudo. All these karkos are within the realm of shibud, right? For example, if let's say the others will get flooded, get ruined, obviously he can go to anything, right? Theoretically, every one of these karkos could be mortgaged in some way. There's a din shibud on all the lands that was once owned by the person who was mechuyev by the loveh. He now sold it to different people. But all these lands are b'chal the shibud, right? In theory, if something, everything else gets ruined, but one of these lands, it would become subject to being collected. Havale iyu bahani nichsi vadai. He who's coming, the malveh, is a vadai that I have a shibud on this land. All these lands are b'chal mashibud. The inu, the bo, apu, kinu mashibud, they suffic. They, each one of them, who says, well, you can't collect your shibud from me because I bought it first. Again, buying it first never, doesn't mean it's that he couldn't, his shibud doesn't extend to that. To extend that there's nothing else but that, he would get that. Since he has a vadai, shibud on everything. And they, each one, wants to be motzi themselves, their kaka, from the shibud now. So then the burden of proof is on them. You can't taina hinachti misafik. That's what he's saying. But you could argue they should be able to claim hinachti. By what principle? You want to take away the land from me? I'm muchzik on the land right now. I tell you, I bought it first. He says, you don't look at that way. You look at it like, maybe like the expression, ain't suffering most of the vadai. He has a vadai shibud on all these lands. You have a suffix that maybe this land I can't collect right now because there's other lands I have to go first. But Lumaisa, your land is part of my shibud, except maybe I have to go first to that, but maybe not. And you don't know. Well, we don't know. You claim it. We don't know. You don't have any raya. You haven't brought a raya. Second. V'aminan b'gemara, listen to what he says here. V'haraya b'zeh. What's my proof to what I'm saying? The gasina b'vavakama machmun l'shlosha ke'echad kua nechnesu tachas habayim v'amin b'gemara. Our line has to l'shlosha ke'echad de'ika l'mei machai v'nai kardin. Oh, Pirish, Rashi. Our Rashi. De'ika l'mei ma kevan shin shlosha shtaris shezek kona b'boker v'zeh b'erev u'matzi l'mitan hinachti chamakam l'vus mimenu. Va'afil hachi amrinan ein tanasim taina. They can't claim inachti. Ho ve'ein nika v'shtar ha'mecher mikon arishon mikon acharon. V'nachshav ha'shlosha ki'ilu konam v'asachas v'lo matzu matchile kach pirish Rashi. How is he winning Rashi? The vadai kona together? He doesn't say that. The vadai kona together. He says, ein tanasim taina. Ho ve'ein nika v'shtar mikona v'nachshav ki'ilu konam v'asachas. From Rashi, learn she calls man. Here's his yisod. She ain mevurar zman ki nasim b'shtaraseim. Havi luhu ki ilu kanu kum vasachas v'lomatzu matchilei kin zernirali. This is not a vadai. It's ki havi ki ilu kanu, meaning for the perspective of shibud, they can't come with their with their time anymore, that they came first, because we can't tell. If it's not nicker, that's enough that they all have to be on the same plane. It's interesting. After saying this, he says, I asked this of the Ramban. Sha'alti b'zeh ha-Rav Moshe b'Rav Nachman v'lo hishvayimli. Ramban didn't agree with me on this. B'zeh ha-Asheh heshvayimli. And he goes on, he says, the Ramban feels that you wouldn't say a motzmeh ha-Varai. And then, but then I'm not sure exactly. Rav Nachman also didn't understand Pshat in the Ramban, so I'll leave it also. We quote after what the Ramban says. But Lamaisa, Rav Nachman quoted this at Sefer Trumas. I wouldn't have known him. I can guarantee you that. But Lamaisa, the Sefer Trumas learns Pshat in Rashi, that it's not a Vade. It could be going to Rav Elezer, Edim Sir Karati. And whoever was Zoche first and was Nimsar Lo Kodem, is Taka Zoche Kodem. But mitzvah the time of Hinachni, that he should be able to hold on to his land, since we don't know, therefore we say Ein Sof Mos Levadai, and therefore Ki'ilu Kanukum Basachas. That's the chidush of Shlosha. So we have a chur, two ways to learn. We can learn it if you hold like a derech Rav Meir, the Chassima Karati, in a chinami. There is a tzad to say that one is kona before the other, but the reason why it's not that way is because l'maisa they are kona bevas achas at the end of the day. Or you could say that even if technically one person was kona first, but to the extent that he wants to use that as a time to pater himself, not to surrender that land, if it's not barur that he got first, it's only a suffix, and for all we know the other one got first, you can use a taina and not withstanding what's the of right. Because if the shibud is a vadai, then you cannot excuse yourself with a taina that you came first, since we don't know. If we don't know, then we have to imagine ki'ilu all you are in the same plane. That could be another, I think that's more note to the Lashon of Rashi, the Fez Medayik in the Lashon of Rashi. Yeah, Ari.
So part of the Sefer Trumas is my explanation is that the Malva is coming with a Shibud Vadai, and they're trying to be motzi himself from Shibud Vadai.
With the kind of Hinachti. And we don't know if it was Hinachti or not. So we don't know.
The way he explains is that like he's coming with a Shibud Vadai, and they're going completely against that Shibud. But it's not really that. They're not saying, it doesn't have to be that they're saying there's no Shibud Bechlal.
No.
They're saying right now.
Correct. They're saying that the protocol dictates, that, of course, they acknowledge that if everything else gets ruined, that they'll have to surrender them. They're saying the protocol right now dictates that you have to go to the last land that was purchased, and I'm telling you, that was not mine. I was not the last.
He doesn't have a vada in that.
No. But that's enough for him to say. But since there is a vada shibud on this land, in theory, that I have a shaykhus to this land too, to collect. Elamai, there's a protocol that I should go to the last land. You claim that your land was not last, but we don't know that. So therefore, in the face of the fact that there is a shibud, the etzem and everything, Elamai, there is a protocol, but we don't know that you're right in saying that your land should not be coming first. For all we know, your land should be coming first. And there is a Shibud Klali anyway. He's not explaining so well this far. He sounds like it's like an Ainsa Muslim Bivade. There is a Vada claim here on this land, but maybe I should go first to the other land, but maybe not. Maybe this is the first land. Maybe this is the last land purchased. So you claim that your land was purchased first. Your edis was purchased first. Maybe your land was purchased last. And I have a Shibud Klali on everything. And if it's not Nikr, then we have to imagine that everything is in the same. It's a chiddush. Understand that the easy way is to say that Lamaisa, they are kona together. But I don't know, the Lashon of Rashi is much more that it's just the fact that it's not Nikr, that's enough. Yeah. Yeah, Vada. Yeah, according to Meirit, well, what you mean Nafkamina would be? I mean,
if you know, if there's a beer, then Meirit would say that.
Yeah, if you could be in this barer, yeah, through Adam, whatever, yeah, I suppose. Right. But the Mishnah, the Brice will be talking about a case where there's no beer, it's just that Ikalameimar, the Chad Minay Kadim. We don't know for sure. Yeah.
Is that what you were saying that the Kuchos haven't had a Sechela?
No, I don't believe in that vision. No, I think that it's. We're a Shemana. We don't know. They don't have a Raya. They can say Vada. They don't have a Raya, though.
So what's
they don't have a Raya. They claim each one is saying Vada. But since we don't know, so they're, it's from our perspective, it's a Shema. In a Chanami, they're not a Shema, but since we don't have any Raya to what they're saying, so we know there's a Vada Shi, but then we don't know if they really are correct. So that's like an idea of Ein Sof Mos Levadai, not a tiny suffix, but by us, it's a suffix. We don't know. Yeah. Okay, so back to the Cheshbon of the Gemara. Yeah, so what is the Gemara asking? We started this braisa by offering a case of macha le'echad. And then we have shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad. Yeah. So in a case of macha le'echad, it doesn't tell us whether it was b'shtar echad, whether it was b'vasachas or not. The case of shlosha b'nei adam, it's ke'echad, and that's why kula nichnasu tachas habayim, and there is no ability to say hinachti, because they all got it together on the same day. Says the Gemara, what's the case? And but if it was bezeach hazeh by shlosha, then go v'min ha'acharon. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara's question. Machon le'echad echidon. What's the case of machon le'echad? Ilema bevas achas. Should we say the case of machon le'echad that was all in one star? He sold all the lands to the one person bevas achas. Hashta l'shlosha de'ika l'meimachad minayu kodim amit kuon nechnesu tachas habayim. If the case where you sold it to three different purchases, where we could have imagined that one person came first, in which case you couldn't have everyone take what they would take from the original mocher, but the person who got first could claim that you have to take from the later purchase, from what was purchased later. And we don't say that. For whatever the reasons that we just worked out, either because l'maisa they are koned vasachas, or it's ki'ilu the koned vasachas because it's not nikker. But l'maisa, that's a bigger chiddush. And we said the bigger chiddush. Machon le'echad bebayim. So you need to tell me the same halacha of machon le'echad bevasachas. Of course, k'nichnas vasachas. So what's the chiddush in part one? In the first case, which sounds like it's a separate chiddush by itself, that machon le'echad is nechon tachas habayim in the same way that machon gimel b'nei adam ke'echad. But what's the chiddush of machon le'echad that they all get the same claim that they would have had? That's the kash of the Gemara. So this is what starts the whole Shaka V'Tayra rolling. In other words, what must be the case, the separate chiddush of machon le'echad kuan nechon tachas habayim? What is the case? Ela pshita b'ze'ach hazeh. So it must be that the machron le'echad was not b'yom echad. Rashi says b'zeach hazeh, meaning b'gimel yamin. So in other words, the mocher sold to the same Reuven. Monday he sells one land, Tuesday he sells another land, and Wednesday he sells a third land. Presumably the last one would be Ziburis, right? The last land he sold to Reuven would be Ziburis on the third of the 3 days, assumption right now. And yet, what do we say? The Nizik can collect the Edis that was sold Monday. The Bachol collects the Benis sold on Tuesday. And the Isha collects the Buris of Wednesday.
Is it all under three different Shtaros or all under one Shtaros?
Well, for 3 days, having three separate sales. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it must be Bezeach HaZeh. And yet, what do we say? That Kuan Nechnesu Tachas HaBayin. That means that it Ki'ilu is still by the Mocha. And each one collects what they're entitled to. In fact, the Gemara, why is that true? Umayshna Shlosha. Why by three b'nei adam if it's not the yom echad, right? It's not ke'echad. B'zeach hazeh by shlosha. The kol chad v'chad, each lo ke'ach amalei, can tell those who are claiming. Hinach dilcha makom, libos mimenu, you can't take from me the edis, he says to the nizik. And you can't take from me the beinis, the other lukech says to the balchov, because I left you Karka b'nei choren ziburis. So the same way that's true by shlosha, hai nami, here too with one person who bought it over 3 different days, al kol chad v'chad, le malei, hi nachti chomokam, lugus mimenu. Regarding each land, he should say, but I left you place to b'nei choren, I only bought that land later, so all you have to go, if there's enough in the ziburis, you all got to go to ziburis. What's it? Because it's one person, wasn't any different. Why is there a din of kuan nechnesu tachas habayim? Why is it nizik get edis and the bachov get beinis? Rashi, ela b'zeach hazeh b'gimel yamim leima haylo keach echad. Let the one lokeach say hinachti chamakum rigvos kiheicha dineiz lukulu basu ziburis. So that everyone ends up going after the last land, which is ziburis. The same way with three lokchim, it can be that way. So let it be with the same mocher. If it's three different purchases on 3 different days, clearly different days. So the ziburis was last. Let him push them all to ziburis. Says the Gemara. Okay, so what must be the pshat? So how come he can't do that? Hacha mayaskinan, gon shelokach idis b'achrona. Ah, lokach idis b'achrona. The last purchase was Edis. What is the Maila here? Look at this Bachrona. So Rashi says, the Nichalei, the Mesa will deny it serves his interest more to give each one according to what they're technically entitled to. The Logay is Lubasa Edis. In other words, Edis was purchased last. It's true. But does it pay for him to say Hinachti in this case? It's not to his benefit to say Hinachti. He'd rather only give the Edis to the Nizik, and the Bachov should get the Beinis, and the Isha should get Ziburis. So even though the Edis was last, but if it doesn't serve him to say Hinachti, so obviously he's not going to say Hinachti. He's not going to say Hinachti. So then the din is, everyone gets what they're supposed to get. In other words, the Iker Halacha, not the last one. Yeah?
Before we see like the later part of the Gemara, where do we know that he has the ability to do that? That he can just push aside that din that he should all get.
Okay, so that's the Gemara's next kasha, presumably, right? What you're asking, right? In other words, so what is the Gemara essentially saying? That he's not choosing to say Hinachti. The Gemara's going to say in Maskana that he actually forfeits the schus of Hinachti. Right now, we're not saying he forfeited the schus. The schus is existing, but he's not opting for it. So you're asking, very good. I think that's the Gemara's kasha. Yihachi leisukulik v'miyidus. What is the Gemara asking? Yihachi leisukulik v'miyidus. In other words, the schus of Hinachti exists or doesn't exist, Rabosa. We're not at the point of Efshi, the Gemara's maskana. The schus exists. He has a schus to say, I left you the land that was still B'nai Chorin. Obviously, it doesn't serve his interest to do that, but the schus is there. So then the kasha of the Gemara is, so Lamaisa, how can it say Tchul Nechaz L'tachas Abaylim? How come that means that Isha gets Ziburis and the Bechob gets Beninis, and the Nizik gets Edis, Lamaisa, they should all get what? They should all get Edis. Rashi, Ligvum Edis, Kilomar, Me Edis, Shanisha Rabas Chorin, Bebeis HaLukuchos, probably means the two purchases, it's one Lukeach. They change it here, the Lashon? Bebeis HaLukuchos, they change it to, right? From the two purchases, V'hutal Shibuda Naleha. In other words, the Shibud now has been thrust on the last piece of land. Why do I care whether it's in his interest to say Hinachti or not? The schus of Hinachti exists. Hinachti is predicated on the idea that you cannot collect from earlier lands if there's been a chorin, and by extension, you can collect from the earlier purchases if there was something left and it was sold later. So if the last piece of land that was sold was an Edis land, so Lamaisa, they should all get Edis. So back to our problem. So what does it say in the Braisa? Machron le'echad. And we established that the case of machron le'echad is not on one day. There'd be no chiddush in that. We know by Gimel b'nei, the Gimel l'kuchos b'yom echad is a bigger chiddush. So what's the case of machron le'echad? The case that was b'zeh hazeh, three different days. And what does it say by machron le'echad? Kua nechon z'dachas abay. So the problem is, if Ziburis was last, so then he should say Hinachti. So it shouldn't be the same way that three different purchases can say Hinachti. He can say Hinachti as well. If these were Elamayah Ziburis was not last, the Edis was last. So it doesn't serve his purposes. No, so what doesn't serve his purposes? But the schus is there to say Hinachti. If the schus is there, then the Shibud naturally falls on the last piece of land. So they should all get Edis. So this is now, this is like the fulcrum of the Sugya right now, this Kash. The Gemara is going to try and a suggestion, which is going to leave us in a whole different world of a discussion, which has to be discussed in its own right. The Gemara is going to end up not staying with it, at least in terms of Avraisa, but seemingly it still has validity in terms of other applications, not by Yasmi, as we'll see. And then the Gemara is going to come back and answer the Kasha for us. But the Gemara is now try an interesting suggestion. So here's the fulcrum of the Sugya, this question. We established the case of Machron Le'echad, that the last piece of land that was sold to this one individual over the 3 days was Edis. And yet, the Braisa still says, Kua nichnesu tachas abayim. In other words, rather than everybody going to Edis, everyone goes to their din. The question is why? The fact is, the last land was the Edis. That's our question. Says the Gemara as follows, Mishum da'amar lehu. This purchaser who purchased all three lands, even though Edis was last, but he makes the following claim. They're coming against him, so to speak, to get Edis. But he says as follows, Ishas kisu v'shakliso kedinaichu. If you're all going to get what is technically your din, meaning zibur is for the isha, bein is for the balchov, and eid is for the nizik. If you take kedinaychu shakrisu, fine, then I'll be happy with that. But not everyone eats. Bachol bebeinus kumzisha bezibur. So the ilo, if you're not going to want to do that, if you want to push your luck, so to speak, and make your claim against the edis, here's what I'll do. I'm making things worse for you. Ma'adarna shtar de ziburis lemare. Literally it says, I will return the shtar of ziburis. The shtar of ziburis, that means the sale of the ziburis, which was bishtar, I will return the shtar back to the mocher, which is a way of saying that I will return the karka ziburis back to the mocher, which make it bnei chorin. The Rishonim point out, the Rush and others, that returning the shtar by itself is not the point. There has to be a transaction. I can't reverse the mechira. I have to sell it back. But that's what I'll do. How do you sell it back? So there's different ways to do it. If you hold it, you can give the shtar a loan, and that makes the transfer back. You can do it that way. If you need to write another shtar on top of that, you do that. But the Gemara's expression is, you return the shtar zibur simare. What it really means is, I'll find a way to get the ziburis back to the seller. I'll reverse it back as if he still has ziburis, and he'll have ziburis. V'shakrisu kuchem v'ziburis. So what is this? It's a threat. Yeah, it's a threat. What kind of a halacha is this? So the Gemara is basically saying that the reason why they won't get all edis, but they're going to have to settle each one for what their din is, meaning the bachov, the beinus, isha b'ziburis, and not have those two be upgraded to edis, even though the edis was really the last purchase. Because he says, if you're not going to go with your din, then I'll return the shtar, meaning I'll give the ziburis back to the mocher, and then you'll have to take ziburis. And that's what prevents their claim on getting all edis. Rashi just explains, then you have to go back to him. Now, I don't understand. If this is what he can do, then why don't you just say that he should tell them to all take ziburis? Why is he telling them take a dinaychu? He's telling the balchov to take beinus. He's going to give back the ziburis to this. So then I'll force everyone down to ziburis. What does it mean? What does the Gemara mean? It's only for... If he gives back, this says, I'm going to force you to take ziburis. But that's not what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks, Ihachi b'nezakin, the Gemara asks a kasha, b'nezakin nami neima hachi. What's that kasha? What does he want to do? He wants to aim this threat at the nizik. But like, what did the Gemara say beforehand? The Gemara is saying, using this, ishaskis, if you're quiet, then what? Then you'll take dinach, what your din is. So why that? I'm giving ziburis. The Gemara is asking something else. The Gemara is saying, let's use that from the Zikin also. I'm asking something else. Why is it stopping with this? Why is it stopping with this? Mr. Balchov, I'm going to give you ziburis. You have to know, what is Ishaskis really? What is this? What is this new creature called Ishaskis? And we're going to have it here, we're going to have Sukkis and Ksuvis and Yavamis and Machokis, Tanoim, where it's going to come up again. It's a very enigmatic idea. And the Gemara works with it, not just here. There's a whole parallel sugya where this comes up again, a case with a derech, someone lost a derech, and if it's four people, he has a path, and he has a sad in the middle, and he has a way, he has access road to get to that middle field through outer fields. If the outer fields are owned by four different people, and he has a road somewhere, he doesn't know where, each one can say, well, it's not by me, it's by somebody else. So the Gemara discusses there, we'll see that Gemara at some point. If we're, one person has it now, four people had it before. When four people had it, each one could be dochehim. Right now, the one person has it. Ishaskis, if I want, I could sell it back to the four. What is it? What exactly is this? So we're going to see, the Ramban makes light of this whole Ishaskis. Makes it like just a threat. It's not really a halachic concept, the etzem. That's why the Rif ignores it at the end of the Gemara. Yeah, it's a way of pressuring. But that's not the way it appears from the Tosfos, the Rush. Tosfos here, Tosfos Yevamos, Tosfos Ksuvos. Sounds like we're dealing with a halachic concept. Halachic concept in some way within the rules of Toin Benita. You have a claim, I have a counterclaim, you have a claim to rebut my claim. It's like there's legal weight that's being thrown around one direction, the other direction. Ishaskis is a halachic principle, choshen mishpat. You have a claim on me. I have a way to remove that claim. I have a way to overwhelm that claim, to deflect it. How? With this yisod of ish. I could do this. And what am I accomplishing by invoking the svara? What are we accomplishing by invoking it? I could return the shtar ziburis. I could give back the ziburis to the mocha. What's happening with this? The fact that I could do it, what it accomplishes is it removes your claim on me. It neutralizes your claim. It neutralizes your claim. How it works, we still have to try to dig for that. One way that we'll see in the Rush, we're going to see these Rishonis in the Rush. The Rush says, a person could do something, it's ki'ilu he did it already. We imagine he had done that. And that was, we put ourselves in a situation now as if it was been done already. That's one way to say it. If you want, you don't have to be as strong about it. You could say, if I could do it, then that's enough to remove the claim off of me. Now it's as if he did it, but if I could get rid of your claim, then your claim disappears. It crumbles, okay? One second. So what we're trying to do here is as follows. What I asked you this kasha. Okay, so give him ziburis. What do you mean? If I get back ziburis, take ziburis. I could go and... It's not the pshat. I could do that, therefore you got to take ziburis. This svara is directly speaking to the claim that they want, that they have over me. Where are they coming from? What do they want? What's their claim right now? What's the discussion right now in the Gemara? Ihachi ligvu kul mi'idis. As opposed to kul nefen sutachas abayim. That's what's at stake here. The Din Torah has to do with they all want idis. Not just nizik, balchov, and subasicha. They want idis. Says the Gemara. We're going now with the approach that this is not just a threat, bi'alma. It has halachic weight, meaning to say, you can't, I'm going to neutralize your claim. You want edis, as opposed to getting kedinaichu. Says the Gemara, because I could give the shtar back, I could get the ziburis back to the mocher, then you'll be in a worse shape. And therefore, your claim disintegrates. Therefore, your claim on the edis, which is the last land, disintegrates. Either because as if I did it already, or just the fact that I could do it, that makes your claim fall apart. And therefore, so therefore, without that claim on the edis, where are we back to? Where are we back to? To the din of kor nechlin, so tachas abayim. So that's the discussion at this point of the Gemara. Asks the Gemara a new kasha. It's not like we didn't understand what we just said. We understood what we just said. Ish Shaskis is shattering the claim on let's all take Edis. That's the last land that was sold. He says, no, because since I could give back the land, Ziburis land to you, it may be worse off, therefore your claim falls apart. That's the claim that they had on the last land, on the Edis, which was sold last. Ask the Gemara, Nukasha, Ihachi, but now that you're telling me this idea of Ishaskis in terms of what you just discussed, that Ishaskis, that therefore it's going to neutralize their claim on Edis, which was the last land sold, Ihachi, the Nizakin Nami name Ahachi. So let's use the same mechanism. It's a second, it's a variation of the Ishaskis, a different Ishaskis. Let's use that principle of saying, if you will surrender your claim, Mr. Nizik, on Edis completely, the Nizakin Nami, let me give you Benis, Mr. Nizik. I want to take away your claim on Nizik with the same idea of Ishaskis, because I can give the thing back, the Shtar and the Ziburis back to the Mocher, and then you'll be worse off, you'll have Ziburis. Therefore, I want to use this strategy of Ishaskis to take away your claim on Edis. So it's like there's two points in the Gemara that we have Ishaskis playing out. One, vis-a-vis the claim on the Edis, which was the last purchase made. Ligvakumi Edis, says the Gemara, no, there's a Ishaskis that battles that and knocks down that claim. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi ben Nezakin Nami Neimahachi. So let's do the same thing by Nezakin and say that he can't take his din. Until now, we were saying they should get the Edis, which was the last land that was sold. Now he's saying, even on the din itself, on the Nechzu Tachas HaBailim, let's take that on with the Ishaskis. Let's the Ishaskis use that to knock down the basic claim on the Edis as well. And here Rashi says something very interesting. It says, Rashi, the Nezakin Nami Nimachi, what are we asking? Nezakin. What about Balchov? What about Balchov? Sumar says, the Nezakin Nami Nimachi. So Sumar should say, by Balchov too. You shouldn't have your claim of bainness, because I have this power called Ishaskis over you. Right? I can get back the Ziburis, so therefore you've lost your claim of bainness. So there are some Rishonim, like the Rosh, who says, in a chanami, lav dafka. The Gemara is asking, Tavtam Rabbeinu Tam, asking in everything. The Gemara says, in Zakin, who adin Balchov? Rashi says differently. So now we have to delve into Rashi. The Nezakin, nami neimahachi, says Rashi. Ibayis l'mishkal bainness. If you, Mr. Nizik, want to take bainness less than your din of Edis, bainness, shkol, take bainness. The lo, if you're not going to give up on your claim on Edis and take bainness, ma'adarna shtar ziburis l'mare, I'll return the shtar ziburis, meaning I'll give ziburis back to the mocher, letishkol ziburis ba'kachach, and you'll have to take ziburis because you'll be worse off. They are ma'yoev le Edis. So what's the Gemara getting at? It's in Rashi now gives us a fills in on what the next part of the Gemara is. Let me read a few more lines in the Gemara, then come back to the Rashi. Ella, the Gemara says, Hochad Mayaskinan. So why can't you do this, and therefore the Nizik can't get Edis either? According to the logic that you just made, which sounds like a good, compelling svara, I can get back the Ziburis to the Mocher. So why can't you take away the claim of Edis, of the Nizik? Ella, Hochad Mayaskinan Biyasni. It must be the case of this brisa, Machron Le'echad, is that the Mocher died, and he left Yisomin. D'rabbanei Piro Ninu, they're not in a position to have to pay the Chov, they're not the ones who owe. V'shibudu D'rei Alei D'dei Ramya, the Shibud is on the Lokeach, meaning Hilkach Rekalomei Mahachi. What's the Gemara getting at? That if he would give back Ziburis to the Yisomim, it would not become subject to the din of Ein Ephraim El Magashet V'Necham, because they're not the ones who are themselves Mechuyif. And therefore, Ishaskis is not going to help you here. So we're back to square one, we're back to our Kasha. So we're going to give the other answer. That's where we're going in the Gemara. So Rashi, back into Rashi, but Rashi comes back and says, okay, so we have the Kasha bin Nezak, and that's going to, therefore it shows, so in principle, Ishaskis is a real live Svara that could have application. But by Yisomim, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. But it's a real legal device. So come back to the Rashi. So Rashi says, okay, so b'nizakinami, so how can you say kula nichas v'dachas abaylan by the machron le'echad? The nizik shouldn't get this either. You can use the ishaskis against the nizik. If he's not saying that, it's got to be yon shemei samoche. The moche died. The came shelo iniach karka. He didn't leave land. Ain a yisom bnei piron. They don't have to pay. Rashi throws into metalti diasni ubalchov lo mishtabdi. What Rashi means by mention metalti, I don't really know. Metalti diasni is not meshubit, but basically then I'm a chuyev to pay. The afa pisha marzel lehem karka. He's giving karka back to them, but that land would not be meshubit like the nechori. Have a look, yasmi shekano karka lacha misaviem. What would that be like if they get the ziburis now? It's like they purchased karka after the father died. That karka they purchased anew doesn't become subject to shibud. Now says Rashi something interesting. Ulahachi parich minizakin v'loparchin balcho. What's the Russian nizakin nami nemahachi? Why not Balchov too? You better go down to Ziburis, because I can give the land, I can give the star to Ziburis back. Says Rashi, the Maile Mole. What's he going to say to the Balchov? What's his leverage? Ishak le Ziburis, go. V'ilo ma'adana shtar umarev, tishko minei. So either you take Ziburis, good. If not, I'll give the star back, and you'll have to take from him. What are you going to take from him? Ziburis. So Matzi Amale, Sarashi brings in a counter slur. Then the Balchov can say, Matzi Amale Hai, Likisha Tachzir. Okay, what are you telling me? You're threatening me that you can give the shtar back to Ziburis. Okay, if and when. My claim still stands so far. You can't knock down my claim with a threat that you're going to be able to get me Ziburis then, and therefore I have to get Ziburis now. No, because to the extent that it's going to be the same. So then I say, if and when you do that, to hashtanami ziburis kabayis l'mifrui. What seems to be happening here is now it's like a cloud within ishaskis. Ishaskis neutralizes the claim of the toveya, but when the toveya can sometimes have the right to retort, to respond back to such a claim of ishaskis by saying, no, l'kishetachsim. What does that depend on? If you're offering me something more now than I get in the alternative, then that's enough to deflect my claim on the level that I have it. So then it's a successful rebuttal of my claim. That's if you're offering me more. If you offer me the same thing now, then if you were to follow up on your threat, then you haven't done anything to me. Then I'm still standing. Then my claim still stands. No. Now you have to go back to the early part of the Gemara. According to Rashi, if I'm offering me the same thing as before, then it doesn't seem to be any power to the Ishaskis. No, what's the problem before? Ksubas Isha. The last land was Edis, right? So what is it that allows him, says the Gemara, to rebut the claim on the Edis? He'll say, I'll return the land to the Mocher, Ziburis land. So who's he forcing now off of the claim of Edis? He's divorcing the Isha also. But what is he saying to her? I'll give the land back Ziburis. So, Ziburis, I'll get Ziburis. So, like, what am I, you're not giving me any, and you give me back to Ziburis, so then how have you neutralized my claim? The Kesha Tachzit. Who has this Kasha? Tosis. That's Tosis. So, say, this is very much the fulcrum of the Sugya, this Ishaskis issue. We have to deal with the Shibudim in Yanim too, a little bit, but like this is really going to have to. We have to break through this Ishaskis idea, and the column. There's two Ishaskis in the Gemara. Let's keep this in mind. There's two points in Gemara's Ishaskis in the Gemara at two different points, vis-a-vis two different claims. One vis-a-vis the claim that each one says, "I want the last land sold. Let them all get Edis." So that's what the Gemara says. He'll say to them, you can't come with your claim to get the last land sold to get the Edis, because I can return the Ziburis to the Moch. That's one aspect, and that goes even on Ksuvas Isha. So that would neutralize the claim that all three have. I mean, really, the Balchov is going to get it either way, but at least Balchov and the Isha have on the Edis, which was Bachrona. But then the Gemara also introduces, but by the same token, you should be able to tell the Balchov, the nizik take benefits. According to some Rishonim, that kasha is a balchov as well. They don't agree with Rashi's Yisod that they can say back a chita head. They hold, yeah, the Gemara is asking from both. We see Rishonim that learned that way. Rashi says no. Rashi says when the Gemara is introducing a second Ishaskis, it's specific to Nizik. Meaning this claim that you have of your din of Edis, no, take bainness. So the Gemara says, Enachanami. It goes, you're right, you could do that. So it comes out, you have really, at the end of the day, you have two different applications of Ishaskis. But Rashi says, as far as Balchov to Ziburis, you're not going to gain anything, but they can say, okay, if and when. But meanwhile, I'm still standing. My team's still standing. So what's the Gemara getting at? Hilkach le'akal le'meimah hachi lashin kushehu. Ella, Rashi, le'hachi le'gavim me'idis. Oh, so now back in the Gemara. So then, back to our question. So what did the Gemara do? The Gemara tried a solution. Why they cannot get from me'idis. The solution was, this principle called Ishask is the threat that I can return the Ziburis to the Mocher. And that's what allows it to be Kedit, that Kulam Yechnesu Tachas Abayim, and not that Kulam Yigvu Me'idis. Simar says, but that's not going to help you, because then if that's the case, the Nizik shouldn't get Edis either. We can use Ishask against the Nizik. Maybe they're asking the Machok, maybe they're not, that's the Machokis Rishonim. But meanwhile, what does that show me? That's not, you can't have any shaskas over here. Why not? Because we're talking about Yisomim. Yisomim, it's not going to do anything to give back the Ziburis because it's not Meshubit. In fact, they bought it after the father died. Okay, so back to our question. Ella, so what's our question? Where are we starting from? So now the question becomes, Machron Le'echad. What's the case of Machron Le'echad, Rabbo Sai, again, we established? When? B'zachas are 3 days. And it says, our question was, why can't they each say Hinachti? The Boris was last. Answer is, what was last? Edis was last. Edis was last. What's our question? They should all get the last one. They should get Edis. And then we're back to, and we tried to say something which didn't work. Again, it still has to be thought about, but it's not going to work for the Braisa. So Tesla Gemara, Ella, this is the answer. Mishum da amaluhu. This is what the Lokeach is going to say, the one Lokeach. Why did they say that you can't collect mishubadim if there's something left by the seller? It's to benefit me. And that's why I would want you to go to the last land, because the last land sold is premised on the idea that you can only go to mishubadim if there's no b'nei chorin. B'nei chorin was left, you go there. But I don't want the takana. I'm opting out. Kidderav, like Rava taught us, that a person can opt out of a takana that was meant litovaso. The Amar Rava, kol ha'omer efshi b'takanas chachamim, kigon zu. A person says, I forfeit that takana was for me, like, for example, this example, shomen lo. So, what's kigon zu? He had something in mind. My kigon zu, kidderav huna, dam av huna, yachol isha shetomu labayla, eini nizonis ve'eina osa. The halacha was that they were talking for a woman that she'd get mizonos, tachas masi yadayim, that she would be able to get provided for by her husband to give her support and food, but and in lieu of that, the husband will get her masi yadayim. But that was letovasa. Let's say she's doing so well with her own earnings, and therefore she'd rather be independent and she could feed herself. So since the takana of mizonos, tachas masi yadayim was letovasa, so if she says, so shomen lo. So the Gemara is using that idea over here as well. The takana that you can't collect from B'nai Chorin when they're B'nai Chorin is only for the benefit of the Lokeach. The Lokeach can actually say, E-F-shi. Rashi says, meaning I don't want that you should all have to get from the later land. What would I want? I want you to get according to what should be your appropriate claim. Da'amar Rav Mishachas Ksubis, Maiki Gonzu, Alhei Mils Amar Rav, fine. Hai Mechla, Hai Mechal Dika Achvita Lugasinolei, Ein Nizones Mishalach, the Eini Osa Melacha, the Mishum Takanta Didi, the Dilma Losafkali Mizones Masi Yadai, the Kinu Rabban Mizones. Why did they say Mizones? Because it could be her earnings won't be enough to support her. Tilrabana Mishalach Tachas Masa Yadai Bahitakad Lanichali. And therefore, what comes out of the sugya, in terms of the brisa itself, is that the brisa is resolved. Machron le'echad b'zeach hazeh, wise kohen nichnasu tachas habayim, Edis was the last purchase, but he's saying Iefshi. Before, we didn't say Iefshi. We said, okay, it's not to his benefit. Not to his benefit, but the schus is there. The schus is there, then the kasha was, ligvul kohen me'idis, the schus is there. So then they should get the last land. So what's the maskana sagamara? The schus is not there. He says Iefshi. The schus disappears. Before we were asking, yeah, it might not benefit him, but the schus is there. Therefore, by default, they're going to get the last piece of land. The Gemara's maskana is no. He's forfeiting the schus. The schus is not existent. Therefore, they have to go back to their own bid. Along the way, we encountered another possibility, which seemingly should work. Were we to be discussing person who's alive, to the extent that it should work, not just in terms of the issue of not getting Edis, that we could solve anyway. We solved it anyway because of the Yefshi. But even to the extent that the Nizik should not get even his Edis. But we're talking about Yisomim, so that won't work. But were it to be a case of a regular Moche who didn't die, then we should really deprive the Nizik of his claim of Edis by virtue of what? Of Mahadar Nashtara Diziburis Gemare. And here the problem is that the Rif doesn't bring it down, neither does the Rambam. They bring the Sugya, but they leave out the Halacha Lamaisa, that if the Moche is still alive, the Nizik should not be entitled to get his Edis because of Ishaskis. That's the Pele everyone's trying to figure out. The Ramban says the Rif didn't take Ishaskis seriously. But everyone else did take it seriously. So there are other answers for the Rif, and then Bacha, what's this all about? But Lamaisa, it should come out from the Sugya that were to be not Yisomim, then the Nizik should also be deprived of his claim of Edis based on this principle of the Gemara of Ishaskis. Yeah.